Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into a topic today that I find truly fascinating. The concept of financial sacrifice, particularly within the Ahmadiyya Muslim community.
It's a powerful idea, isn't it?
It really is. And we're drawing our insights from the Caliph's Friday sermon from November 8th, 2024. It's packed with inspiring stories about how people from all walks of life, from all around the world, are kind of redefining what it means to be successful through giving.
You know, it's funny, right? We often think about financial success as what we accumulate, what we gather.
Right.
But these stories, they kind of flip that script.
Absolutely.
They show us that sometimes the path to true prosperity might actually lie in giving.
Yeah. And it's not just about random acts of charity or anything like that.
No, not at all.
There's a specific initiative within the Ahmadiyya Muslim community called Tariq-e-Jadid. It was started by the second caliph to really encourage financial sacrifice. And it all ties into a really important purpose: spreading the message of Islam.
I think that historical context is so crucial, you know, because these sacrifices aren't just about personal piety or just doing good deeds.
Right.
They're tied to this bigger mission of sharing Islam's teachings with the world.
Putting your money where your faith is, literally.
Exactly. And what I find so striking is that a lot of people making these sacrifices, they're not, you know, super wealthy themselves.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It is. The caliph highlighted how many Ahmadi Muslims, even those who might be facing their own financial challenges, are choosing to prioritize giving above, you know, even some of their own personal needs.
It almost seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? Like, do you think people struggling financially would focus on their own needs first and foremost?
Yeah, you would think so, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case here.
So how do we understand that?
I think it's about aligning your priorities with your faith.
Okay.
I mean, the Quran actually speaks about this directly.
Does it?
Yeah. In verse 2.275, it talks about those who spend their wealth for the sake of Allah, both openly and secretly.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how they'll be rewarded.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. What does that verse tell us about, you know, the thinking, the mindset behind these sacrifices?
I think it really emphasizes that the motivation isn't about, you know, seeking recognition or some kind of personal gain.
Right.
It's about having that deep personal connection with God and that desire to please Him through these selfless acts of giving.
So it's not about expecting something in return, you're saying.
Yeah.
It's about the act itself.
Absolutely.
It's a pure form of devotion.
It really is. And it challenges how we usually think about, you know, wealth and success, you know?
Here.
The caliph even mentioned that Ahmadiyya Muslims are often hesitant to seek help even when they need it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'd rather take a loan,
mm-hmm.
something they can repay,
right,
rather than relying on charity.
So it's about maintaining their dignity.
Absolutely.
Their self-reliance.
Exactly.
Even when they're facing hardship.
Yes. Even then.
They're not looking for handouts. They're committed to contributing to the best of their ability.
Absolutely. And I think this spirit of giving, it's reflected in how a lot of Ahmadi Muslims choose to live their lives.
In what way?
Well, the second caliph, he encouraged a simpler lifestyle to free up resources for greater financial sacrifice.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's a theme that runs through a lot of the stories the caliph shared. You know, we see these examples of people, some from wealthier nations, who live modestly so they can give more, while others, you know, from less affluent countries, contribute sacrificially relative to their means.
It's not about the absolute amount.
No, it's about the weight of the sacrifice. The caliph even drew a parallel to a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, where a single dirham given with the right intention became more valuable than 1,000 given without it.
That's powerful.
It is.
It's not just about the money. It's about the heart behind it.
Exactly.
Speaking of powerful, the caliph shared some amazing personal stories.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He started with a shopkeeper from Tanzania.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
It's a great example of how these sacrifices can have a tangible impact.
Okay.
So after he started contributing regularly, he experienced two incredible things. His overall wealth actually increased.
Wow.
And his shop's inventory started selling out way faster.
So he's actually seeing a direct correlation between his giving and his prosperity.
It seems that way, right?
Right.
Like his generosity is attracting more abundance into his life.
It's amazing.
It is. And it's not just anecdotal.
Okay.
The caliph also shared the story of this former military man from Kazakhstan, incredibly dedicated to giving. He would make his donations as soon as he got his pension every month.
Wow.
He really believed that this act paved the way for solutions to his personal challenges.
Okay.
And he had this pretty remarkable experience that solidified his belief. He was building a business property,
okay,
but ran into a roadblock when he ran out of funds.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He even considered selling his apartment.
Wow.
But couldn't find a buyer.
Oh, no.
But after praying for guidance, a buyer appeared, enabling him to finish the construction. And then something really unexpected happened. So the buyer told him that he didn't actually need the apartment right away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was able to stay there for another year rent-free.
That's incredible.
It is. He saw it as a direct result of his commitment to giving.
It's like, you know, his sacrifices were being acknowledged.
Yeah.
And rewarded.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, these stories really highlight the diversity of experiences within the Afadia Muslim community.
Yeah, for sure.
The next one takes us to Georgia,
okay,
where we meet a medical student who really went above and beyond to fulfill his pledge.
What inspired him to go that extra mile?
He was deeply moved by the sacrifices of a new convert to Ahmadiyyat.
Okay.
And inspired by the example of Hazrat Abu Bakr,
mm-hmm,
a close companion of the Prophet Muhammad,
right,
who's known for his incredible generosity.
I can only imagine he set a pretty ambitious goal for himself.
He did. In fact, he pledged such a significant amount that he needed to find a creative way to fulfill it.
And that's where the taxi comes in.
Exactly. He decided to start driving a taxi part-time.
Wow.
All while juggling his demanding medical studies.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
To balance such a rigorous academic schedule with a part-time job, all to fulfill his religious commitment. It really speaks volumes about his dedication.
It does.
And the strength of his faith.
And what's even more remarkable, he actually found joy in this extra work.
Really?
He wasn't driven by personal gain or anything.
It was about fulfilling his commitment to God.
Exactly.
There's something really powerful about that mindset, isn't there?
There is.
Finding fulfillment in, sacrifice and service.
I think it's about aligning your actions with your values.
Right.
And finding that purpose beyond just material pursuits.
Yeah, I like that. So the caliph then shifted gears a bit, and he talked about a local chapter in Germany that was encouraging its members, especially the younger generation, to really prioritize financial sacrifice.
What's inspiring about this example is the ripple effect it created.
Okay.
You know, people were motivated by seeing others step up.
Makes sense.
You know, particularly the life devotees who actually dedicated their whole monthly allowance.
It's the power of community, collective action.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we see others making sacrifices, it inspires us to do the same.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Creates that sense of shared purpose.
Exactly.
Collective responsibility.
And this example also highlights how these sacrifices can lead to some unexpected blessings.
Oh, yeah.
One individual in this chapter made a significant donation and then actually doubled it the following year.
Wow.
Did he come into some unexpected wealth?
It's actually more interesting than that.
Okay.
So after making these contributions, he started landing bigger contracts at work.
Oh, wow.
Which he attributed to his increased generosity.
Talk about things coming full circle.
Right. And it doesn't even stop there.
Okay.
He also embraced a much simpler lifestyle.
Okay.
Finding contentment in having less and focusing more on giving back to the community.
This story reminds me of another example the caliph shared about Sheikh Majid Sahib from Karachi.
Oh, yes.
Who really embodied this idea of simple living.
He did.
Selfless giving.
He was a true role model, you know? He dedicated all of his earnings beyond just his family's basic needs to the Ahmadiyya Muslim community.
His work wasn't about, you know, accumulating personal wealth. It was about supporting the community.
It's a powerful example of aligning, you know, financial priorities with spiritual values.
Right. And it challenges the idea that success equals just amassing wealth.
Yeah, it's a concept that resonates across so many different cultures and spiritual traditions. The idea that true wealth isn't what we possess, but what we give.
And it's not just about giving money either.
No, it's not.
The caliph shared this story of a college student in Dallas, Texas, who exemplified this in a different way. So this student was getting money from his parents for food. But instead of, you know, indulging in takeout every day or eating out all the time, he decided to contribute that money to Tariqi Jadid.
So essentially sacrificing his kind of everyday comforts.
Yeah.
His enjoyment of food.
Yeah, for something he believed in.
It takes a lot of willpower, especially for a college student.
It does.
But you know what? He actually found that this shift in focus had a really positive ripple effect in other areas of his life.
Like what?
He did better academically and he felt more content, proving that sometimes less is truly more.
There's a beautiful simplicity in that.
There is.
He found fulfillment not in indulging his desires, but in, you know, aligning his actions with his values.
And it's not just about the spiritual benefits either.
Really?
He even noticed that his health improved just from eating simpler meals.
It's amazing how those choices, those little choices we make in one area of life, can have such a big impact on others.
They really can.
These stories really highlight how interconnected everything is.
They do.
You know, and the power of aligning those financial priorities with, like, our deeper values and aspirations.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to remember that these examples, they're coming from all over the world.
Right.
You know, the caliph emphasized that Ahmadi Muslims are contributing, you know, by night and day, as the Quranic verse mentions.
That's a global movement.
It is.
It's a global spirit of giving.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it's that unity of purpose, this collective dedication to this, you know, this higher cause.
Yes.
And it's really striking to see how that fuels the growth and success of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community worldwide.
It's no coincidence. The caliph highlighted that the promised Messiah's era is about spreading the peaceful message of Islam,
sharing the true teachings of the Prophet Muhammad with the world.
Exactly. And these financial sacrifices, they're a tangible manifestation of that commitment.
So by putting the needs of the community above their own desires, Ahmadi Muslims are really demonstrating that dedication to this mission.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. It's a testament to the impact of faith in action.
It is. But these actions aren't just about warm feelings, you know?
Right.
They're producing some really concrete results.
Are they?
Yeah. The caliph actually shared a report on the 90th year of Tariq e Jadid, which had just concluded.
What were some of the highlights?
Well, despite a pretty challenging global economic climate, contributions reached an impressive 17.98 million.
Wow.
Which was a significant increase from the year before.
That's a big jump. Even in times of economic uncertainty, people are still prioritizing their commitment to this initiative.
They are. And it's not just about the money either. There was also a big increase in the number of people participating in the scheme.
So the spirit of giving is spreading.
It is.
That's really encouraging. Were there any countries that really stood out in terms of contributions or participation?
Well, Germany, Britain, and the USA were the top contributing countries.
Okay, makes sense, given their larger Ahmadi populations.
Yeah, and stronger economies.
What about participation rates?
Interestingly, the USA, Switzerland, and Britain led the way there.
Oh, wow.
And it's worth noting that Bangladesh, despite facing immense persecution,
right,
showed remarkable participation.
That's really a testament to their resilience.
It is.
And dedication.
Absolutely.
It seems like no matter what challenges people face, this spirit of giving keeps thriving within the community.
It really does. It's a testament to what happens when you align your actions with your faith and the power of collective action to really create positive change.
Yeah, it's truly amazing to witness how these financial sacrifices are actually driving real-world impact.
It is, you know, and not just within the Ahmadiyya Muslim community itself, but also in terms of how they're spreading their message globally.
It's really remarkable. And the caliph, you know, he emphasized that this commitment to giving, it's not just important for the spiritual advancement of the community,
right,
but also for their material advancement as well.
It's both, yeah. He sees it as kind of a key to unlocking God's blessings.
Okay.
And not just in the afterlife, you know?
Right, right.
But also here in this world.
It's like that reciprocal relationship we often hear about.
It is, yeah. The more you give, the more you receive. Not necessarily in like a material sense, but in terms of those blessings.
Right.
And spiritual growth.
Exactly. And the caliph, he urged Ahmadi Muslims to really focus not just on the financial contributions.
Right.
But also their own personal spiritual development.
Absolutely. He emphasized how important it is to strengthen that connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
And following the example of those who dedicated their lives to Islam.
It's like a holistic approach then.
It is.
Combining that financial sacrifice with a deep commitment to living a truly Islamic life.
Exactly. It's about aligning your actions with your faith, you know, both internally and externally.
I like that.
And, you know, he believes that this combination will ultimately lead to even greater success for the community, helping them overcome any obstacles and achieve their goals.
Especially when it comes to spreading that message of peace.
Absolutely.
And he ended his sermon with a really beautiful prayer for all those who have made these sacrifices, asking God to bless their wealth, their families, and their lives, and to guide them towards, you know, a deeper connection with him.
It's a powerful reminder that at the end of the day, these actions, they're driven by a deep love for God.
Right.
and a desire to serve his purpose.
You know, as we've been discussing these stories, I keep coming back to, you know, the medical student driving the taxi.
Yeah.
The shopkeeper whose business flourished after he increased his giving. It's just so inspiring to see how people, you know, from all different walks of life, they're finding fulfillment and even that material success through just selfless giving.
I think it really challenges our usual ideas of success, you know?
It does, yeah.
Makes you wonder what would happen if more people looked at their own financial decisions through this lens of generosity and service.
It's a question we should all ask ourselves. You know, if these individuals can make such incredible sacrifices, a lot of them facing their own financial challenges, what does that say about our own potential?
It's a call to action, maybe, for all of us to think about what we value, what our priorities are.
Absolutely. How we define success. How can we better align our financial decisions with our deepest aspirations?
Right. Whether it's, you know, supporting a cause we believe in or just being more generous with our time and resources.
This deep dive has certainly given me a lot to think about.
Me too.
It's been really inspiring to explore the power of financial sacrifice within the Ahmadiyya Muslim community.
It's a beautiful reminder that regardless of our background or beliefs, we all have that capacity to make a difference.
You know, a positive impact on the world through our actions.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.
Oh.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Keep diving deep into the world of ideas.